Most often we didn't know anything in this area but dirt roads, mud, more or less.
But now?
Now we have pavement. We have asphalt mostly in the town, except the main arteries that go through town, of course, concrete.
Okay. And if they're paved with concrete, that might be called
MacAdam? I don't know. I don't know really what you want.
Do you all have concrete cement or is that a...
We would call it a concrete road if it were, you know, the light color, then it's asphalt if it's dark.
Okay. What about the steps out here? You say they're made of...
Concrete.
Okay. Yeah. What about cement? Is that...
Aren't they synonymous almost?
Concrete
and cement.
Well, I'm just
asking. I don't know, really. I would say cement and concrete. I think they're about the same.
Okay.
Interchangeably, you could use them, I think.
Okay, what about a grassy strip between a sidewalk and the street? You know that little area? Do you all have a word for that?
I'd call it just a little island.
Okay. What do
the... Or the apron. No, you wouldn't call it the apron. You might just call it the little island, I guess.
Okay. What about a ditch by the side of a graded road in level country? What would you call that? Just a
ditch.
How's that?
Just a ditch.
Okay. What about, what would you call a worthless dog that just hangs around and eats but doesn't do any work? You know, not much of a dog.
Just a cur dog.
Okay. What about the gentle noise made by horses at feeding time?
Neighing? That would be neighing at feeding time. Gentle neighing is not such a gentle sound, I don't think.
Well, have you heard any of these words? Knicker, wicker, whinny, wicker, winner?
Winner. I've heard that winner, yeah.
For horses?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call the chicken bone that's shaped like this?
We call it the pulley bone.
Okay.
Or the wishbone.
Okay. Mm-hmm. When you were little, did you play that game?
Yeah.
Which side was the winning side? The long or the
I think I always improvised or whatever came to my mind first. That's what
whichever one you got.
I couldn't remember.
Okay.
I really don't.
Do you have a word for a second growth of hay or clover? The first growth has been cut and it grows back again and they get a new
I mean, a farmer's term I'm not familiar with.
Right. What do you call bread made from cornmeal?
Cornbread.
What?
Hoe cake.
Okay.
Corn pone.
Okay.
Pone bread.
Okay, what other things are made from cornmeal? Fried and deep fat. Boiled with greens.
Corn dodgers.
Okay.
We call those corn dodgers.
Do you make that?
I don't, but I know people who do.
Okay. What about the one fried and deep fat? With fish.
Hush puppies.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you remember people talking about cornbread cooked in the ashes of a fire?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Have you never seen that?
I've never done it, but I've heard people talk about it.
What did they call it? You remember?
I imagine they call it cornbread. I don't know.
Okay. What about a soft cornbread served in a bowl with a spoon?
Oh, that's southern spoon bread.
You make that?
I love it, but I'm not too good at making it. I have a friend who makes it wonderfully. I love it, but make it.
What do you call the bread in loaves made of white flour? You know, just loaf.
Light bread.
Okay. And same word as homemade or store-bought?
We're just doing it. If it's made at home, we call it home-baked bread.
Okay. What about that round, flat pastry about so big with a hole in the middle?
Donut.
And do you call it the same thing if it's made with yeast?
No, you call them cake donuts if it's not. If it's yeast, you call it a yeast donut and a cake donut.
Okay.
Cake donuts are harder.
Okay. And a round, flat cake made with white flour and cooked on a greased skillet, eaten with syrup for breakfast.
Oh, we used to call that biscuit bread.
Oh,
when I was a child, it's made out of biscuit dough, but it's cooked in a frying pan.
Yeah.
It's flat. My family called it biscuit bread.
Okay. And what about the kind that you know you make maybe steak?